So Mission Enterprise Bible School International, I didn't even have my camcorder on. Whew. Yeah, okay. Well, it's kind of early a little bit in the morning, but that's okay. So we're with, in association with, Luanda, Kenya Disciple Makers Training Center. So I like big words. I like big names if they live up to them, of course. And because usually if the more words in the name of a ministry, it means it gives it more of the content of the scope of the ministry. Now, how they live up to that, that's a whole different story. But I like this because this has, we're in Kenya. We're not in Kenya. We're live streaming for a brother in Kenya. And we've been late on this one for a couple months. But this has to do with a training center in order to make disciples. So I'm not too sure how much they live up to that right now, but we're going to try to help them, you know. So anyhow, like I said, so anyhow, everybody's got their Bibles with them, I hope. Everybody should always have their Bible with them because that's a big part of my calling concerning a reformer, as a reformer, getting the Word back into the church or getting the church back into the Word, one way or the other. But it's not also getting the Word, the church back into the Word, getting the Word back into the church, rightly divided. Okay, so I'm going to try to stick to my notes because the notes are there's a lot of notes here to cover this morning. And today we are, today is Sunday, isn't it? What's the date today? Today is the, what is it? Today's 24, January 24, 2021. Yeah, so the teaching today, the brother asked us to do a teaching on forgiveness. So I said, I just wrote here, what does the Word of God, what does God and His Word have to say about this word forgiveness? And I tell you, it's a word that I think we've taken for granted. Yeah, because without forgiveness, no one gets into heaven. Yeah, without forgiveness, nobody gets into heaven. Whether you believe in heaven or not, whether you believe in heaven and hell or not, it doesn't matter. If you don't receive what God has accomplished for us, what He's done for you, freely yet positionally at the cross, which is lots of stuff took place at the cross. We're going to touch on all, not today, but on my videos concerning the cross, the substitution, redemption, the whole thing, the plan of redemption, but the plan of forgiveness. What God has done to the cross concerning forgiveness. If you don't receive that, then you're going into a place for eternity that you will not be too happy, and that's an understatement, all right? So we're not going to get into that today. So what does the Word of God have to say about forgiveness? So let's start off here. I'm Mr. Greek, I guess, a little bit. So let's look at some key Greek words, first of all. Key Greek words for our English word forgive or forgiveness, all right? So the first one is Strong's number 630, and I love this word, is apoluo. It means to set free, to release. Original word, we got the original word there, the Greek transliteration, apoluo. Definition, to set free, to release. And then the usage of that word is I release, to let go, to send away, to divorce, am rid, and the middle voice, I depart. Okay? So that's the first one. The second one is Strong's number 859. 859, we have ephesis, meaning dismissal, release, figuratively, pardon. All right. So original word, we got the original word there, then the Greek for the YouTube. And then we got the transliteration, aphesis, and then definition, dismissal, release, pardon, usage, a sending away, a letting go, a release, a pardon, a complete forgiveness, complete forgiveness. We're going to touch on that a little bit today. Complete forgiveness, a full pardon, all right? And then we have this other one here. We got two more to go here. Strong's number 863, the transliteration. Okay, we got the afiemi, to send away, to leave alone, to permit. And then original word, we got the Greek there, then transliteration, afiemi. And then definition, to send away, to leave alone, permit. And then usage, I send away, I let go, release, permit, to depart. I remit, forgive, I permit, suffer. All right, and it's not suffering. It's a different kind of suffering. So the last one here is Strong's number 5483. 5483, charizome, to show favor, give freely. Original word, we got the Greek word there. And of course, transliteration, charizome, definition, to show favor, give freely. Show favor, to pardon, and then show kindness. If anything God has done towards mankind, it's to show mankind kindness when mankind is not kind at all. You know, it goes back to what God loving the sinner, even though the sinner is extremely unlovable. Yeah, and some are terribly hard to love. But I'll tell you, this is what the cross is all about, because apart from that, you eliminate grace and mercy, all right? Somebody said to me not too long ago, actually David said it, and it's something I wrote on years ago, that God was obligated to forgive us. God was obligated to save us. And if he was obligated to save us, that takes away grace and that takes away mercy, all right? He was not obligated to save us. That undoes the whole thing of redemption. He was not obligated to. He did not have to save us because he had nothing to do with our fall. Zero. God had nothing to do with our fall, to the point where he didn't even want us to fall to begin with. All right? So this is me. This is the whole counsel coming out of me. I can't help it. We're going to add the notes to the notes, and it's going to make the video longer when we do the final production. All right. Let's get on with the teaching here. All right? So observation. Yeah, I remember this. As I was putting all of these references together, are we there? Observation, yeah. All right. I noticed something I had never noticed before, which was there seems to be three parts to this whole indoctrination regarding forgiveness in the New Testament. There seems to be three, and there is three parts. I never saw that before until I actually started putting my notes together, prayerfully, of course. So the first part, and we're going to look at all these parts in a nutshell. So the first part we look at here is a forgiveness that needs to take place between God towards us. Yeah, between God and us. And then the second part is a forgiveness that needs to take place between believers. Oh, yeah. And then the last part is a forgiveness that needs to take place from believers towards unbelievers. That's the big one. Well, the big one is the first one, of course, but that's a tough one for us, because I'll tell you, with the things that are going on in the world today and the things that are going to go on in the world, you better learn how to forgive. And I mean, forgive with love, because if you're forgiven, if there's no love in your forgiveness, then it's not true forgiveness, all right? Because when God forgave us, he did it out of love, right? God so loved the world, we all know that. But I think I don't think there's a lot of people in the church that have revelation on John 3:16. So, all right, so let's look at the first part. So the first part says here, I wrote here, the first part is a forgiveness that needs to take place between God towards us, towards mankind, fallen mankind, okay? Not just mankind, fallen mankind, all right? So let's look at Luke 23:34. Then Jesus said, this is a big one. This is a huge one. I can do a whole teaching on this. So Jesus said at the cross, he didn't say that before the cross or after the cross. He said this at the cross. This is pivotal. Okay, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. That's right. So he spoke that as the second Adam, but also he went to the cross and he was made to be sin, right? We know that with our sin, right? That's when he became the first Adam in his fallen state. But Jesus had to, he didn't have to. He forgave us at the cross for everything we had done towards him. Yeah, because he never did anything wrong. Jesus was perfect, right? Everything he did in his humanity, he did everything right, right? Because he walked in his sonship. He only did what he saw his father doing. He only said what his father told him to say, right? And that belongs to us. So I'm going to teach on this stuff down the road. Sonship, a son had no will of his own. Let's move on to Acts 13:38. All right? So it says here, therefore, let it be known to you, brethren, that though this man, capital M, Jesus, is preached to you, the forgiveness of sins. See, that's what the whole point of the kingdom, right, was to bring the kingdom of God, which has to do with a lot of things. Has to do with healing, deliverance, has to do with bringing light into darkness, but also a big part of the kingdom is to bring the forgiveness of sins, all right? Ephesians 1:7, this is a big one here. In him, in Christ, the second Adam, In him, we have redemption. We have redemption. That's a big word. We have salvation. We have sozo. We have deliverance. We have reversal, riddance. All right? Through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. All right? Because of his grace. And it's only because of his grace. You take grace out of that, forget it. You don't have forgiveness. And you're going to have a rude awakening when you die. So anyhow, Ephesians 4:32, we have, and be kind to one another. Now, this has to do between believers, but this is the key part in this verse here. Tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ. That's key there. God in Christ. Not just God by himself, but in Christ. He forgave us because of what took place at the cross. Okay, where Jesus was made to be sin. Oh my goodness. He was made to be sin. The sinless one was made to be sin with my sin. Jesus was made to be sick with my sickness. Jesus was made to be poor with my poverty. Jesus was made to be weak with my weakness so that I can receive his forgiveness. I can receive his righteousness. I can receive his healing. I can receive his deliverance. I can receive his health. I can receive his wealth. I can receive his strength and so much more. It's called a substitution. I call it the big switcheroo. All right? So this is what happens when you're the full of the word. All right? Okay, let's move on here. Two more. Three more. Colossians 1:14. In whom? In Christ. Right? We have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Hebrews 8:12. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness. Oh, to their unrighteousness. I tell you, that's grace. That is grace, folks. All right. And their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. Now that is not unconditional salvation. This is not universal salvation. This is not universalism. No, no, no. You still need to repent. You still need to receive what God has done for us. I don't have time to get into all this right now, but you got to teach it on the whole council. You got to teach it with the whole context. All right. But it's true though. So I wrote here, note, the actual word forgiveness is not in this verse, but it is directly implied. But this is big here. I will remember their lawless deeds no more. Wow. Imagine that. When I got born again, all the stuff I did before that, boom, gone. As long as I don't go back to it. I never went back to my vomit. Okay. A lot of people don't believe in that. Yeah, they believe once saved, always saved, stuff like that. No, 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 no. Oh, I wish it was. Not for me. Not that I want to backslide or anything like that. What's there to backslide to? Why? Go back to my vomit? You ever try to eat your vomit? You know? No, not interested. That's what the Bible says, right? The dog goes back to his vomit, right? Okay, so let's move on. Okay, one more here. 1 John 2:12. I write to you, little children. Yeah, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. For his name's sake. It's always got to do with Jesus. It's all the Jesus of the Bible. The Jesus of the Bible, not the another Jesus, not a Jesus of different religions and stuff like that. No, there's no forgiveness in that Jesus. No. Because God expects us to repent. God expects us to change our mind, have a change of mind regarding our sin. How in the world do you expect God to distance himself from your sin when you're not distancing yourself? Oh, God, forgive me, but you still stay in your sin. It don't work that way, folks. It don't work. It's called repentance. It's called metanoia. It's called change of mind. That's what I did when I got born again, when God convicted me on my sin in 1994, summer 1994 in Drummondville, Quebec. All right? He convicted me of my sin. When I saw what I saw, what I had never seen before in 31 years of my life, when I saw it, I'll tell you, it did not take me long to repent. I think I repented within 3 seconds when I saw what I saw, when I saw my dirty deeds. All right? I repented and I never went back. I went forward. The cross, the world behind me, the cross before me, no turning back, no turning back. All right. Let's move on here to the second part. The second part of this teaching, I got to stop putting my fingers in my ears. Okay, let's go on here. The second part is a forgiveness that needs to take place between believers. Okay, that's a big one. That's a big one. And the next one is a really big one. Whoo! Okay, let's get into this one here. There's only a couple verses for this one. Of course, there's more, but we try to make these kind of these teachings kind of, you know, in a nutshell sort of thing, right? So anyhow, so let's look at Ephesians 4:32, right? And be kind to one another. Oh, really? Does the word say that? I don't know. If I would have written the word, I don't know, the Bible, I don't think I would have put that in there. But be kind to one another, tender-hearted. Tender, not hard-hearted. Tender-hearted. Okay? Forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. That's a big one. That's a big one. And you know what? Let me say this right now. Somebody does you dirty. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody does you dirty. There's some stuff going out there, even between men and women. I mean, spouses, you know, spousal abuse, stuff like that. You know, you got to forgive, but that doesn't mean you got to stick around either. You have the right to distance yourself. I don't have time to get into this right now, but you have the right to distance yourself even from a fellow believer. Somebody does something to you, whatever. You know, God probably warned you beforehand not to marry that person. Or probably God tried to warn you beforehand, no, don't get connected with that person. He's the wrong person for you. He's not called, you guys are not called to work together, stuff like that, you know. But if you fall into that trap and they do something that they shouldn't have done to you, and, you know, they don't repent, stuff like that, you have the right to get yourself out of there, but you got to forgive them in your heart. But you move on with your life. You got to move on. You got to move on as God will lead you. He'll direct you. He'll help you with that. He's there to help us. He's the helper, right? Okay, so next one here is 1 Corinthians 13:5. That's a big one. The love chapter. The Amplified, this one. Usually I use the New King James because it's a little bit shorter, but the Amplified's really good on this one. It says here, love, what is love? It is not conceited. So this has to do, like I said, okay, anyhow. It is not conceited, arrogant, and inflated with pride. It is not rude, unmannerly, and does not act unbecomingly. Where are we here? Okay. Unbecomingly. Love, God's love, love in us does not insist on its own rights or its own way, for it is not self-seeking. We're okay there? Yeah. Not self-seeking. It is not touchy or fretful or resentful. It takes no account. This is the forgiveness part in here. This is forgiveness. It takes no account of the evil done to it. It pays no attention to a suffered wrong. Okay? There's no way that you can walk in forgiveness, true forgiveness, unless you're walking in love. The God kind of love, the agape. And that's why I wrote here the note. You cannot walk in true forgiveness apart from walking from the love walk or walking in love, which is the agape kind of love. But like I said before, that doesn't mean you got to stick around and be used like a doormat, okay, or different things like that. No, no, or a punching bag, whatever. No, no, no. Some people teach that. That's wrong. Very wrong. Okay, so let's move on to the last part here. I'm going to wrap up this video. And the third part is a forgiveness that needs to take place from believers towards unbelievers. And usually unbelievers, I'll tell you, there's sometimes, a lot of times, especially what the word says about last days, they can be pretty nasty. And I don't mean just nasty in verbal abuse. I'll tell you, man, physical abuse. Yeah, we're talking about persecution, physical harm, martyrdom, stuff like that. It's a big one. It's a tough one, you know? So here it says here, this is a long one here. So let's start with Luke 6. Let's go to Luke 6, and it's going to give a little bit light to Luke 6:38 too, if we're going to touch on that a little bit, yeah. So, because that's a verse that's been misused, it's been misinterpreted, it's been wrongly divided, yeah, it's caused a lot of problem in the church, and still is to this day. So anyhow, let's start with verse 27. All right, so this is the believer towards the unbeliever, to the heathen, towards the heathen, right? The atheist. So it says here, what did Jesus say? But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, not your best friends, your enemies, all right? Do good to those who hate you. Do good to them. Isn't that what Jesus did? Isn't that what Jesus did? He went around doing good, right? He went around doing good, right? As it says, Acts 10:38, he went around doing good. So do good to those who hate you. Verse 28, bless those who curse you. Don't curse them back. Bless them, you know. And you got to do these things in the spirit, all right? And pray for those who spitefully use you. Yeah, You got to do this stuff in the spirit. This stuff, forget about doing this stuff in the old man. Forget it. Forget about the old man. You got to put on the new man. This has got to be done in the new man. All right. You got to transform to this. You got to get these verses on the inside of you. You got to meditate this stuff. Okay. You got to meditate it to walk in it. Okay. So verse 29, it says, to him who strikes you on the one cheek, offer the other also. And from him who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. Verse 30, give to everyone who asks of you. Now, a lot of these verses, you can't take, well, they are literally, but like Dave Roberson says, that's what the word says, but what does it mean? Okay, you got to get the right interpretation on these different things. Give to everyone who asks of you. If every person who has asked me for something ever since I've been on Facebook, especially Facebook, I've been on Facebook for about 5 years now. All the contacts, all the people asking me for whether Bibles, whether money, whether laptops, cell phones, blah, 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 blah. It just goes on and on. If I'd given to all of them, you know what? Right now, I'd be broke. I'd be broke. I wouldn't be in this house right now. I wouldn't be in this house. You can't give. You just can't give to just everybody. Okay? You got to use discernment and you got to do things in the spirit. Everything has to be done in the spirit, right? Luke, Romans 8:14. All those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. Everything, Jesus did everything in the Spirit. We got to do everything in the Spirit. That's why we got to transform to this stuff, okay? You can't do this stuff in the flesh. If you do, it's going to turn out really bad. Okay, so 30, all right? So 31, and just as you want men to do to you, you also do to them likewise. That's a big one. That's the golden rule, all right? Do unto them as you would have them do unto you, all right? So 32, but if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. Yeah. So going back to Jesus loving the unlovable, God loving the unlovable. Okay. That's called redemption. Okay. 34. Is it 34 next? 33? No, 34. No, 33. And if you do good to those who do you good, what credit is that to you? For even, okay, we did that one. 34. And if you lend to those from whom you hope to receive back, what credit is that to you? For even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much back. All right. 35. But love your enemies, do good and lend, hoping for nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High God, for he is kind to the unthankful and evil. Exactly. And he's always got the cross in mind. This is all wrapped up in the cross. You know, I won't go there. I will not go there. All right. 36. Therefore, be merciful. Be merciful just as your Father also is merciful. Hebrews 8:12 is a big one, okay? We won't get into that right now. 37. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. You know, we want to get away with not forgiving somebody and we expect God to forgive us. It doesn't work that way. That's called double standard. The world is full of double standards. Politicians are full of double standards. I won't get into that, all right? Because I want to stay on Facebook. Okay, you get too political, I'll tell you. Boom, you're gone. Anyhow, so verse 38, that's a big one. Give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down. You guys know all of this. This got nothing to do with money. It can, but this has overall got new zero. Got zero, nothing to do with an offering. This has nothing to do with money whatsoever. Okay, let's start again. Give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. And when Jesus said that, he had every other verse before that and even after that, but we don't have time to get into that. But Jesus had in mind every other verse he had to say. And there's no mention of money. But it can imply money if somebody steals from you, stuff like that. I remember, I'm going to share this before we get into Romans 12:20. I remember a sister of ours in Christ, and she was working for a guy. It was her boss. And anyhow, long story short, he said, you know, she'd been working with him for quite a while, I think. Anyhow, finally he said, you know, just there's stuff we need, you know, just put it on your credit card and I'll just pay you back. You know, it's no problem. She goes, yeah, sure, it's not a problem. You know, as long as you pay me back, of course I'm going to pay you back. You work for me, right? So she did. And I don't know how much she put on her credit card, but he took off. Boom, gone. All right. So anyhow, her father, we're really good friends. And so he shares this with me one night, what happened to her. And then I said, wow, really? That's not good. So anyhow, on my way home from our prayer meeting that night, I was on my way home, like 3 o'clock in the morning. And I just said to the Lord, I said, you know, Lord, I mean, I can pray for her. I can pray for his daughter. And, but I need to know what can I pray? How can I pray? You know, what, you know, is there anything I can, you know, is there anything? Next morning, the very next morning, I wake up, I'm downstairs in my little office downstairs praying or whatever, studying, whatever. And God gave me this verse to give to her. Yeah, well, I didn't want to give it to her. So I gave it to him to give to her. But he never did. Yeah. So if she had just let it go, which she did not, she pursued it. And I don't know what happened. All I know, if she had let it go in her heart, it would have been added to her much more. That's the verse that God gave me. All right. So this has nothing to do with an offering, like zero. Sowing and reaping money, this has got nothing to do with that. Okay, whether you agree with it or not, I don't care. All right. So last one here, Romans 12:20. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, yeah, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink, for in so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head. This reminds me of something I just told my mom the other day. She's got her water bottle with her all the time. And sometimes I just, instead of me getting up, I'm just sitting there praying in tongues, whatever, listening to the word on the couch, and she's on her chair. And so she hands me over the water bottle. And I said, Mom, I said, you know, there's one thing that atheists and theists, meaning there's one thing that believers and unbelievers have in common. They do have something in common. Yeah. I said, it's water. We both need water, you know? So final observation, I believe. I think this is my last page. It is. Observation, in order to understand the true nature of God's forgiveness, we will need to understand the true nature of God's plan of redemption. That's what I said, going back where that word redemption was used, I believe, in Ephesians and Colossians. His plan of redemption, his plan of salvation, because his plan of redemption and is his plan of forgiveness. It really is, once you break it all down. You know, God is a forgiving God because he is a God who saves. You know, if it wasn't for God's love, he would have just let us all go. Boom, go. You want to rebel? You don't want to, you know, he gave us a choice. God never tempted us back in the garden. He gave us a choice with the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He gave us a choice. And he warned us beforehand what to choose, but God will never choose for you, but he's going to help you. He's going to say, no, don't go there. Don't do that. No, don't go there. Go this, do that, or stay, whatever, you know, but we got to do it. He won't do it for us. So anyhow, thank you for your time. Actually, we restreamed today. So I guess we're on Facebook, we're on YouTube, and I think we're on Twitter. Okay, what's the other one? LinkedIn. But we're looking into do more stuff. We're just wrapping up on our notes, and we're almost caught up. And then after that, it's going to give us more time to do better production, do better videos. We're going to be doing a lot more videos and things like that. So we want to thank you. And I didn't write it down here, but as I always finish my videos, walk in the fullness of the grace of God. Amen and shalom.